Dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
We, Conley and I and two other guys, so of the four, we were all athletes in college. Of the four, two of us were backslidden Christians with good moms, and the other two were not even saved.
That would be you and Conley.
No, we were the backslidden.
You were the backslidden yeah. Christians. The other two
and
were not saved.
We lived in, like Shelley said, a double-wide, you know, trailer. And all four of us lived out in the country on this one road. And we weren't living for God, and we were doing things in that, you know, we gave him a place. Don't give the devil a place. We gave him a place.
The Bible says don't give devil a place. They gave him a big
place. Oh, yeah. We welcomed him, not knowing it. But anyway. So we felt like we were pretty cool guys. You know how cool we thought we were, and thought we could do anything and tough and ladies' men, the whole bit, the whole nine yards. And meanwhile, about that time, the movie The Exorcist came out. And we went and gave him some more place and watched that like this. And I'm knowing in my spirit not to be there. I'm knowing in my spirit not to do what I was doing. But we were partying and all that stuff. All of a sudden, odd things started happening around the trailer. Windows would go up, TV would come on, and we would just blow it off as electrical something. Blender would go on, hair dryers would, hair dryers, yes, we used them back then. And they would just burn up, and we just, whatever. And then one time we came, we always locked the doors, locked the windows, and we come back and every window was up, the doors were open. And nothing was stolen. So we called our landlord, he lived 2 hours away. We locked him again every day, that would happen. So we're just kind of blowing it off. And then one night this happened. I'm in the back room, I can remember it today. I was studying for an anatomy test that I had the next morning at 8 o'clock. And I hear the door, the front door, slam. And in a double-wide trailer, it shakes the whole thing, and it slammed. So I go, oh, no, somebody cheated on somebody's girlfriend. A guy's here, and we're going to have to fight. So I get up, and I'm going down the hallway. And as I'm walking down the hallway, their brother Conley's room is right here, and the door is shut. And as I was getting ready to walk by his room, his door opens and slams in front of me. And nobody went in. So I went to the living room where one of the unsaved roommates was, Matt. And I said, what is going on? Did you see that? And he goes, yes. And he goes, the front door just did it. Now, this guy's unsaved about this stuff. And I said, yeah. So we're talking about that, right? And whatever it was went into Conley's room. And so, I don't know, 5 minutes later, Conley's room does it again. Wham, wham. So we turn around. Matt and I are standing there. Now, this unsaved Christian, unsaved person and me backslid. And this black spirit wrapped around Matt and I. And the temperature got cold. Everything got cold. It's like he had the power over us. And he just circles around us. And then he shoots through the front door. And the front door opens. He didn't need to. I asked Mom later, I said, Mom, why did he open the door? He didn't have to. She said, did it scare you? I said, yeah. Well, then he did his job. Matt and I, two tough, macho ladies, men, guys, athletes, go back to my room, chair under it, and I had a single bed, not a full-size bed, I had a single bed. And we both swore not to tell anybody, and we wrapped ourselves up together face to face. Don't tell anyone, I promise. You either. Okay. Why? Well, we were in bed together. One, and number two, everybody think we're crazy what we just saw. Matt, you see that? Shut up. Don't talk about it. He saw it. I saw it. Black spirit went around us. We will never say another word again. And we held each other tight. We woke up the next morning. Somehow we fell asleep. And Matt goes, I had the strangest dream. He said, last night I dreamed that there was... I said, it happened. It wasn't a dream. No! Don't tell anybody. Okay, okay. So we're getting up, getting ready to go. Carpooled into town to go to the college. And Conley comes in. Now, that's the one where it went in his door. Conley comes to Matt and I, and we're all standing there. Now, the fourth one who's in the other red bedroom, Robert, he goes, what was all the door slamming going on? So that was more witnesses of it really happened. We were hoping it didn't really happen. Conley comes up, and Conley's not like this. You just got to know. They know. He had tears running down his cheeks. And he said, Chip, I got to tell you something. Something came in my room last night. Now, that's the one where they went through the door that we saw. And I said, oh, no. It's getting more real. And I said, what happened? And he said, it stood over my bed. And it was dark, and all I knew, it was death. Either I'm going to die or somebody I know is going to die. Somebody close to me or I'm going to die. And it was death.
He said it looked like the Grim Reaper.
And he said, I tried to yell out God, and I couldn't. I tried to yell out Jesus, and I couldn't. I tried to yell your mama's name. He went to our church. Mama goes, I made the top three. And I couldn't. And he said, and he just hunched over, and we're, oh, Conley. So here are us four guys. And about that time, a book flies across the living room. And all four of us watched it. Hits the wall, falls down. We took out of that trailer, and from that trailer was a little store named Joe's Red Barn. Joe's Red Barn was exactly 2 miles from our trailer. And we ran, I don't care what you look up on Google or internet, and you can look up the fastest 2 mile run ever in the history of sports. It's not right. It may be the recorded one, but heaven knows the fastest one. We'll get our medals then. But we ran out of there like junior high girls. Now, there's nothing wrong with junior high girls. But when you're trying to be a macho, tough college athlete, that's not a real good comparison. So we run out of there screaming like junior high girls. We ran 2 miles nonstop, catch your breath, to Joe's Red Barn and scrounged up. There wasn't time a cell phone, scrounged up a quarter, dime, whatever it was, to get on this payphone. So we're on this outside on the porch of Joe's Red Barn booth with the payphone. You know, it had the little cord. Somehow God connected us to Mom. We got a hold of Mom. I don't know where she was. And so
I was home and I heard these voices. I don't know who it was.
All of our voices.
All of them at once. I said, Miss Brown.
Mama, Mama, it's real, oh God. She, and I told her about the devils and all this, she goes, give me a break. Charles Kemp Brown, Conley Clark, who else is there? We told him who it was. You guys get down on your knees right now. So we hung that phone down. And she's talking and we can hear her. Give me a break. Those are low-level devils. They have no power over you. The only power they have is the power you give them. They don't have power over you. Chip, you and Conley repent, get it right, and live for God and do what you know to do. The other two, say this prayer after me, led them to the Lord. Now get you, where are you at, Joe's Red Barn? Get some oil there and go back. We don't want to go back. Go back there and use these verses and apply it over every opening, as, and it will be as the blood of Jesus. And apply the oil blood
will stand for the blood.
The blood. And then the slowest 2 mile. And I was elected to do it. So we stood, we got a little inched closer to that front door. And they're probably in there like Shelly is on the couch, you know. And I took that thing, and what's the scripture? Okay, we got it. And went up there, and we kind of did that. Then we went around the outside of all the windows, kind of tiptoed in, and did it over every opening. And then we felt more confident. And we began to speak what she told us to speak about the blood and the authority and everything that we had.
I told them, you take the oil, it's going to stand for the blood. And you say, in the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus over this entryway to my house. Now, they don't have to have windows and doors to go in, but that signified entrance to their house.
And we did it over every closet, everything that... We did it on us.
Closet doors, everything, huh?
Everything. We got back into church, start living right, but you know, we lived there 2 more years. We didn't have one more sign of any kind of demonic activity. Even the babes.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
Even the babes. Jesus said that when the 70 returned.
Yeah.
Even the babes could do it.
Bless the Lord. Now, thank you, son. So you have 2 witnesses here, and victory in both cases. So now, as we look into some of the things that are going to show you that in the Bible, can what those children saw be backed up in the Bible? Well, if it can't be, then we can't accept it. But it can be backed up in the Bible. We're going to look at it right now. Some people say that Satan has no power, but that is wrong. And we're going to show you that in the Bible. Look at 2 Thessalonians 2:1. I didn't look it up in the King James, and I think I have it here in another translation. Have you got it there, or you got it up on the board? Okay, 2 Thessalonians. Okay, Paul is writing to them, and he's straightening them out because some false doctrine has gone around that the Antichrist has already come, and it's the day of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BilleyBrim.org.